Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. Mr. Fearing is out of town, I think, or at home, or I'm not sure. Anyway, no Bob Fearing today. So a couple things to talk about before happy holiday Christmas, I hope. The board met about the pools. As you all know, we were required by state and county order to close the indoor pool. The board met yesterday with staff on how to implement the outdoor pool schedules given the increased demand with different types of swimming. You know, some people walk, some people lap swim, some people want to float around. So now the question is, with the indoor pool closed, what do we do? And the biggest problem there, it seemed, that was trying to accommodate lap swimming, because if there's eight people in the Montecito pool, it didn't seem like it was going to work. So here's what we come up with for now, and let us know how it goes. We can make adjustments. Beginning January 4. Now, the reason we can't implement anything till January 4, excuse me, we have existing reservations already in place, and we would have to go back and redo everything for the next week. So we're not going to do that. Two is we have to reprogram the system to accept a new reservation system. And we got some holidays in here. So beginning January 4th, in the Montecito pool, it will start with a 45-minute time slot for eight people. Now, this is different because it was a 60-minute time slot. We're now reducing it to 45 because we don't know what the demand load increase will mean. We're going to wait and see, but for the moment, it's going to be a 45-minute time slot. So we start with a 45-minute time slot for eight people. Then there'll be a 15-minute break. Then there will be a 30-minute time slot for lap swimming only for three people. So three people may lap swim in the Montecito pool. It is only for lap swimming. No, you can't float around during this time. This is a time for lap swimming. There'll be one person on one side, one person on the other side, one person down the middle. That's all we can do is in order to conform to the state and county orders of how many people are how far apart. After that 30-minute slot for lap swimming, there'll be a 15-minute break, and then we'll repeat, go back to a 45-minute time slot for eight people, 15-minute break, and then a 30-minute time slot for three people lap swimming. So the Montecito pool, that's how that will work. For the Santa Rosa pool, if you all recall, that pool, we were having just one person at a time in order to try to accommodate the very high-risk people so they would be alone, because we don't want them to catch anything. We've got, you know, naturally, this COVID virus is going crazy, and some people are more susceptible than others. And their time slots were 30 minutes with a 15-minute break. So what we are going to change, though, is the time slots will remain the same. The first time slot will be for one person in the entire area, then a 15-minute break, then the next 30-minute time slot will be for two people in the pool and one person in the spa. So there'll be three people in the area total. People from the pool, you may not go to the spa. You have to make separate reservation for that. So what it means is during that 30-minute time slot for two people, if you split the pool into two halves lengthwise, the two people could either lap swim or they can do whatever they want. But the point is the Santa Rosa pool will have two people at that time, and that will go back and forth. So for the first 30-minute time slot, it's one person. Second 30-minute slot, there's two people. We're going to keep the same hours as we start this new system. And if we have too much demand, if the reservations are all full, then we will look at extending the hours beyond 6 p.m. So let us know how it goes. We can make adjustments as we go. To make sure everybody understands, both spas are open at both pools, but only for one person at a time or members of the same household. So if you both live in the same household, two people can be in the spa at the same time. But different households may not. Okay. You know, a while back I talked to you about an email, about a situation that occurred, and somebody posted about what we do and what I did, which was turned out to be false. Sometimes the board and I receive messages which attack our character, question integrity. I don't see any value in this, and I don't see any value in responding to such messages. And when I get them, I tell the people I don't respond. But I do want to share the message. I hope that we agree such messages serve no useful purpose. But I think you should understand what sometimes these volunteers, we're residents, we're just like you. And I don't see in any shape or form where anybody deserves this. We want residents to volunteer, to help. And such messages as this do nothing to help promote that outcome. It's one thing to ask the board why they reach a decision or to offer information to help reach a decision. It's quite another thing to attack the character of a board or its members because you disagree with the decision. On 12/19, Marie DeVito wrote me this message. The details of that message I actually will put out in a written form tomorrow, but I'm going to give you part of the message today. So on the 19th, Marie DeVito wrote me this. Sun City Palm Desert self-manages and therefore makes decisions on what the majority of the residents want. Not Sun City Shadow Hills. You make decisions, and I quote your rude answer to me at an open board meeting, because I can. The quote was, because I can, was my answer. I've been told by another resident that when she said she didn't understand something, your answer, Kim Fuller, my answer was, you don't have to understand. Marie goes on to say, Kim, your name here has become Fuhrer Fuller, and it's rightfully deserved. Well, let me answer just a couple parts of this part, Sun City Palm Desert is self-managed, while Sun City Shadow Hills has currently decided on hiring a management company to supply staff. Marie's inaccurate assumption is that self-management means they make decisions for the majority of the residents. This concept is just simply false. Both management structures have their good points and their bad points, but both structures have a board, and it's the board that makes the decisions. Self-management is irrelevant to this process. When Sun City Shadow Hills had a case of staff embezzlement, the HOA was fully reimbursed plus additional money for the damages by the management company. We were not only made whole, but got additional funds for the inconvenience, etc., all the legal stuff get involved. In the case of the embezzlement at Sun City Palm Desert, yes, there was a case, for those of you who don't know. In the case of the embezzlement at Sun City Palm Desert, the entire cost was borne by the HOA. Marie further describes board decisions as my decisions, and this again is simply false. The president does not make decisions. The board does. The president is just the person to carry out the decisions. I'm the messenger man. I am the person to implement operations, oversee it. To blame the president for any decisions means you don't understand the governing process, which is the board makes all decisions, and the president is to implement them. When the president makes an operational decision, which can be done according to the governing documents, the board may override that decision at any time. So, Marie, the decisions are not mine, but they belong to the board. Marie states, I've been rude in my answer to some questions she posed in an open meeting. Extremely hard to respond since I don't know the meeting, the question, the context, or circumstances. Once again, it is possible for people to make up what they want, to attack the character of people when you don't like the outcome of a decision and when the person that you attack is not able to respond. But since open meetings are all recorded, Marie, why don't we just look it up? Marie, give me the meeting date, the meeting that in question you describe, and the question you asked, and we will look it up. It's all on video. You're not the first person to make an accusation with no supporting facts. Just like you quote a friend with no supporting facts. So how is one to respond to such accusations when I have shown in the past they can be totally false. Now, no matter what the outcome of these accusations are, which currently have no facts to support the claim, it is no reason to state the president or any board member is the same as a person or group that's responsible for the murder of over 6 million people. Board members are volunteers just trying to help, residents just like everyone. And just because you don't get your way on a decision does not mean it's appropriate to attack the character of people and equate the members of a board or myself as a murderer. To claim we are Nazis is just unacceptable. We want residents to volunteer and help. No need to wonder why so many decline when residents like Marie DeVito make such comments just because she did not get her way on a particular decision. I hope and have faith the majority of residents will agree with the board that Marie DeVito's comments are out of line and should never be tolerated. Moving on. Frontier. Currently, 1,100 installs have taken place. We will hopefully have information soon about phase one and when they will open for installations. Many of you might have been seeing Frontier working. Remember, they had to put in and run new cable for about 200 people who didn't have any hookup. They didn't have to dig up streets, but they got to run cable lines. Again, if you're having any difficulty, let us know. Get in touch with HOA or myself, and we'll get you in touch with the on-site supervisor. He is here 6 days a week. So far, my information is 90% of bills are saving $40 and up. I've seen a few bills at a savings of only a few dollars or break even. But they did get the increased speed for the same cost. There was one person that sent me the bills when it's all over and done. And it's true, this person only is saving $4 a month. But they do get the increased speed from 75 up to 500 over 500. Probably doesn't make much of a difference, you know, really at that point. But at least it's not costing him more money. I have not had a documented bill yet that was going to cost the resident more money once the promotional price was gone. As I've described to you, look carefully at your pricing. There are promotional pricings, and maybe it extends into next year to January, February. So just don't make a conversion yet. Don't change until that promotional pricing is gone so that you're saving money on this. You can install anytime. You don't have to install now. You can install next year if you want. Okay, back to COVID. Hopefully you're watching the news on this. COVID cases are skyrocketing. I want to further explain about the implementation of the state order on common areas such as streets. This question is coming up a lot as to why we are implementing rules about guests walking on streets. This is the big question of the day. The current state order does not allow for any gatherings at all, indoor or outdoor, nor in any venue, even on private property. Technically, no one is supposed to be visiting another person at this time. So the questions keep coming up. Why can't I walk with my grandchild or bike with my son or daughter on the streets? Well, the first part of this is if there's not supposed to be any guests or gatherings at all at your home, how can there be a guest on the streets? They're not supposed to be here according to the state order. So the board is trying to follow the state and county order for not only your own safety, but for the safety of all residents. Now, I talked about this briefly last week in one of the podcasts and emails. And so I'm going to go into this more detail and give you an example. The additional problem the board has in trying to implement all these rules is one of legal liability. We always have an issue to be sure we are not placing the HOA in a possible legal claim for not following the law. Our governing documents require that the HOA follows the law. In the case of COVID requirements, there's no insurance available for a COVID claim. Insurance policy exclude all claims for virus. The board is and needs to be keenly aware of this. So please understand, we have to be aware of any possible claim for a COVID virus, which would then go against the HOA because we don't have insurance coverage. It would mean any possible damages comes out of our pocket. We would all share in the claim. So let me give you an example. If the board allowed residents to walk with guests on the streets, which is common property, and remember, the state order at the moment, there's not supposed to be guests. And the HOA, we're the ones responsible, you know, for supervising these streets. If that resident were to become sick and die from COVID, the family could make the claim it was the HOA's fault for the sickness and the death of the person because the HOA did not follow the law. So if we implemented to say, it's okay for you to walk with your kids and grandkids on the streets, and that person, and I understand that person's taking their own risk, and then they get sick and die. The family could make the claim the HOA was not implementing the state law correctly, and that caused the person's death. This becomes one of the biggest and probably one of the most dangerous parts of implementing these restrictions. In this case, the family could file a claim against the HOA, and since we don't have insurance, we'd have to pay for all the defense costs and then any unwanted damages, any awarded damages. All these costs would come from the HOA, and since there's no insurance, we would have to ask for each resident to pay a portion. Now imagine, given the virus is growing exponentially at this time, imagine if there were multiple claims from residents because the HOA did not follow the state order. It is possible damages could amount to millions of dollars, given many people are now dying from the virus. Our only defense is that we implemented the state order correctly and that we followed the law. That's it. That's our only defense in this case. Given this issue, there's no room for the board to allow exceptions. We must follow the law if we are going to protect the financial health of each resident. There is not only the health and safety issue we have to discuss, but there are the legal and financial impacts, which we must consider if everyone is to stay out of harm's way. So keep in mind, cases are growing extremely fast. Yes, I've gotten more reports of COVID within the community. Last few are from gatherings. We will never know the accurate number. I agree with people out there who write me this. We will not know the accurate number because many here do not want to report that they contracted the virus. But we do hear from the neighbors, but we can't verify the information. I do believe by watching Sun City Palm Desert, we are probably going up by the same percentage, given the similar demographics. Sun City Palm Desert went up 12 cases yesterday compared to Friday. All anyone wants is for everyone to be safe, and gatherings are the biggest problem, with over 70% of the spread coming from gatherings. The HOA is not looking for violations of the state order on private property, but we hope you will carefully consider any gathering during this time. The HOA will investigate any complaint, and we will enforce the state order on common property. Now, I got to tell you, this happened to me. I had a person tell me the virus was a hoax. I kid you not. They told me it was a hoax. You know, over 300,000 people have died, 3,000 a day, and they're telling me it's a hoax. I said, here's what I said. I told the person, we did walk on the moon and Elvis is dead. I could not think of any other response. Everyone, it's real. It's deadly at this time. Please be careful. I, the board, the staff, want to wish you a happy holiday season. Want everyone to be safe and healthy as we approach 2021. If I don't speak to you again before that time, take care, be safe. We will see you soon. Take care.